Welcome to LOA Today. Walt Thiessen and life coach Linda Armstrong here. Today is Friday. Hey, it's Friday. How about that? January 11th, 2019. It's 4 p.m. in New York, 1 p.m. in Los Angeles, 9 p.m. in London, and in Sydney, Australia, it is about 8 a.m. So wherever you are in the world, thanks for tuning in. We appreciate it. We're glad that you joined us for your daily dose of happy. And we have a rather interesting event for today. I was just telling Linda before the show, I had never even thought about anything like this. And so when she proposed the topic, I said, whoa, that's really interesting. And I'm not even going to try to introduce it because you're much more aware of this topic than I am, Linda. So I'm going to turn it over to you. First of all, how are you doing? And second of all, what are we talking about?
I'm doing good. Future visioning, connecting to your future self, which all law of attraction practitioners ought to be doing, right? Because if you don't have it right this minute, whatever you want to manifest in your life, it's somewhere out in your future.
It's amazing. So, how is it that we have so many law of attraction gurus who haven't talked about this?
I think that a lot of them do.
What do you mean?
Oh, well, maybe not. Maybe not the ones in the main.
I mean, the big ones.
I learned it in my Law of Attraction Coaching Academy with Christy Whitman.
Oh, you did? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So Christy teaches that. Right. But maybe they have, but I can't recall Abraham ever talking about anything like that. I don't remember anything like that in The Secret.
It's just the wording, because you're connecting to a future. You're connecting to the future that you are looking to manifest, right?
This is
so
true.
Aren't you supposed to feel as if? Right.
Yeah. Well, that's true.
Right here in this space, future that has already been created.
Yeah, that's true.
Kind of the same thing.
Okay.
But in the meditation, what's cool is you're going to go on a journey and you're going to meet like your future self of 5 years from now and your wise old future self way out at the end of your lifetime, and she'll give you a gift. And usually it means something to you. Like I know for me, I have this tattoo. Right on my hand, Daisy.
Nice. Uh-huh.
And that was a gift from my future self when I first did this meditation like 8 years ago.
Really?
And to me, first I'm like, what's she giving me a flower for? I'm not one of those flower people. I like gardening and all, but like I never had to have people bring me flowers because I guess I've always had that more tough karate girl side. I don't know. It just was never my thing. So when I first got the flower, I was like, well, that's weird. Why is she giving me a pink daisy, you know? And then it dawned on me. It's kind of like that stop and smell the roses thing. Like, I got this all taken care of. You can just chill. It's out here. It's already done.
Oh,
I've already done it.
Okay.
It's in your future.
So it's like a reminder to just relax. You put your request out.
Well, that's why I've done your job. So if I get too caught up in stuff, I'm like, oh, my future self's already got it done for me.
That's okay.
Right. It's already done. It's already there.
Well, that's good.
And the funny thing is that I have also another tattoo on my, on my foot, and it says enjoy the journey, and it has like a butterfly. And that totally was one of the first messages I took from Abraham's teaching. You know, it's like, we got to enjoy this, enjoy the journey, right? Because when you're in
true.
That energy, and even when I put it on my foot, it never really made, I didn't even realize the significance of that. Because if you're walking through your life, you want to enjoy the journey. So why not have it on your foot, you know? But it was actually one of my own clients who said, oh, that makes so much sense that you put it on your foot. I'm like, really? Oh, yeah, of course.
That's pretty funny.
Know, sometimes you don't even realize how much you're guided to doing things, and then you catch up with it later. I mean, have you had that experience many times,
yeah,
right?
Oh, yeah, sure, yeah. And it's usually about stuff that for everybody else it's obvious, and for me it's like a duh, of course.
Right. So who's orchestrating that if not for your future self?
That's an interesting point.
And sometimes you've got to catch up to it, right?
Yeah, okay. So, I mean, what are the different ways to use this kind of approach to basically connect to the future self? What kinds of I don't even know how to ask the question. What should we expect from this?
Well, what you really want to take away is how is she vibrating, right? Mm-hmm. Because that's the energy. Like I have some other meditations I do that you work with the future self. I've got a bunch of them, actually.
Okay.
And one of them is a subpersonality journey where you take a smaller part of you up to the mountain and you show it all that you want to create in your life. And then you know, you come back, you reprogram it, you have a master come in, work. Maybe we'll do this another day. Work with this inner self. And then you connect to your future self 6 months from now, who's already living the desire, the job that you gave to this little inner self to help you to manifest.
Okay.
With, right?
Yeah.
In a way that is easy for you. Because usually the subpersonality is just inner child work that is running off an old program that needs to be rewritten, right? Because it may have served you at one point, but doesn't serve you now.
Right.
That kind of thing. So, and a lot of the times you want to feel like you merge with the future self in the meditation and you want to feel her vibration, his vibration, the energy that they hold already living the desire. I mean, that's really what law of attraction is all about, right? It has to be the feeling.
Mm-hmm.
You have to hold the energy of it already existing in order for it to already exist.
Well, if there's anybody who can hold the energy, it's our resident energy coach. So I'm glad you're leading this.
Right. So leading the meditation, I'll be holding that space, that energetic space for everybody to be able to just go with it. You know, and if anyone's listening who hasn't done meditation or doesn't know or doesn't think they can, you know, it's just, you're just following a story. I mean, if you're reading a book, say you're reading the Harry Potter book, don't you have the whole story playing in your head?
Sure.
You're reading the words.
Mm-hmm.
You have the story playing in your head.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be saying words and you just let your imagination go with the story. That's all you do.
Okay.
It's guided.
Okay.
It's easy. It's guided.
Well, guided meditations are always interesting. They're fun. I mean, they're relaxing because you're not yourself having to do any of the work, so to speak.
Yeah.
Somebody else is helping you by doing the work. So that part's certainly easy.
But I also always tell people to, if they feel their mind and their thoughts start coming in, it's like, look, this meditation's 20 minutes. You just tell those thoughts, thanks, I see you, but come back later. Mm-hmm. I'm busy right now.
Yeah, right.
You know, I'm doing this thing right here. I can get back to the grocery list later. I can get back to the homework assignment, whatever it is, right?
Mm-hmm.
The project, you know, having to wash the house or whatever it is. You know, because your subconscious mind will be like, hey, wait a minute, what's happening? This is not familiar. No, they're trying to quiet me. This is not okay. Boom, 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 boom. Starts dropping all these things, you know. Some people can't sit still because that reactive part is saying, making them be itchy and making them have to jump and move and, you know, not get comfortable. So, you know, when that turns on, you just look at it. You're like, no, listen, right now I'm doing this meditation thing. Okay. Whatever it is, I'm just going to do it. You can wait until later. It's like you're acknowledging that part, that mind part that wants to come in, that part of your brain that's talking to you. And, you just tell it, all right, I'm doing this. I'm going to listen to this. Why don't you listen to the story with me? You know, that kind of a thing.
Well,
so I say that because I know from experience working with a lot of people that a lot of times they can't get the thoughts to stop from coming in. Yeah.
Yeah.
So put the thought in like a little bubble, like as if you have this little bubble of light. And we'll probably work with bubbles of light in this meditation. You put it in the bubble and you just blow it away. Maybe you pretend you have an eraser and you just erase the thought. Or maybe you just like shine a light on it and it just disappears.
I
mean,
the thing is
we have imagination, right?
Yeah, that's true.
We can create anything with our imagination. Everything is possible. The mind really can't limit the imagination because, you know, you're like, listen, mind, it's imagination. I can do whatever I want.
Yeah.
So we need to really kind of live our
lives. It's a good reminder, too. That's a very good reminder because so often when we're trying to, especially in the early stages of becoming a deliberate creator, when we're trying to learn to apply imagination, we restrict ourselves. We kind of hold ourselves, well, I'm only allowed to do this little bit here. I'm not allowed to imagine out like that. But you're reminding us, well, imagination is as big as we want it to be.
Yeah, so you can even pretend that you're a two-year-old again. What would my two-year-old self do with these words?
Mm.
Oh, wow. Oh, my.
Right.
And, you know, boom, I just had like a million pictures come in my head because there's no limits.
Mm.
In a little kid's mind, they can create anything. They can
That's
be
true.
Anything. They are anything.
That's
you know,
true.
When they're walking around the house being the fireman or being the mom, they're totally it.
Mm.
No question in their mind.
Absolutely.
We might look at it like it's make-believe and it's pretend, but in their world, it's real.
It's true.
And so it should be.
Yes.
And And that's the part of us that we've lost. So things like this guided meditation, especially when you bring in different aspects, like there's a couple of meditations within this future visioning work where you go to your future self, and your wise old future self, and you take her back with you to your young inner child, your younger child in it, and work on a problem that was there, you know, and give her love, him love, you know. So there's a lot you can do with that. There's a lot of healing that can come from it.
Good. All right. Well, then this is something, well, I know others have been looking forward to. Jeffrey in particular is posting like crazy how psyched he is that we're doing this. And he wanted to make sure to let you know that he's thanking you for doing this. So
all right, cool.
That's the message from Jeffrey.
Awesome.
And others are tuning in too. But like with other meditations and practices that we've done on the Friday afternoon podcast, this is one that is not limited to just the live stream. This is actually applying to anybody who's listening after the fact.
Yeah.
Right?
Anytime.
Right. And also,
I mean, if you have you have guided meditations on your phone, they're not live.
Right. Right.
You still join in with them.
Exactly.
But we're holding the energy. So the group energy will be there with whoever's listening to it whenever they listen to it.
Right. Right. Okay.
Yeah.
And then the other thing is for during the live stream version of this, so to speak, or the recording of this in the live stream, we probably want to keep the comments quiet for a bit, and then we can share our experiences after the experience is done.
Yeah, because Walt, you're not going to be looking at any screens or anything like that. You're going to be doing the meditation with me.
Well, that's kind of why I was saying it, because in the past I've had to watch the screens and I was missing the event, so I wanted to be a part of the event.
No. Listen, nobody should be typing anything in the middle of meditation anyway.
Right.
You ought to be doing the meditation.
Right.
So, and if someone comes in, you know, late, like when we already got started, I think they'll probably figure it out.
Oh, yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, you don't need to do, you just need to be in the meditation, Walt, because you're going to be the first one to share your experience.
Oh, okay. Well, the pressure's on. Okay. Well, then let's get it done.
If you're lucky enough to have anyone who knows how to call in, I mean, that would be cool.
Oh, but, yeah. Well, actually, anyone can. And I'll explain in more detail after the meditation how to do it. But essentially, there's a link built into the description for the live stream. And if you click through to the main page, on that page, there's a link for the BlueJeans platform. That's how you connect to us. But I'll talk about that again after we're done.
Yeah, but why don't we talk about that now, and we'll just chat a bit, and we'll give them a chance to hook in that way. This way, when they come out of the meditation.
Well, okay, we can do that. If there is somebody who would like to chat with us directly about this before we get the meditation going, again, just click through and make sure you're on the LOA Today page on Facebook, and then in the description there for this video, you'll see a link for the BlueJeans platform. Just click that. If you have never connected to BlueJeans before, it will prompt you to download an app for your phone, and you'll just download it, install it, and then it'll just run you right through to the point where you're connected in, and you're able to talk to us, and you can either connect in via the net, you can connect in via phone, you can do it any different way you want to, and it just walks you right through it. So, you know, by all means, feel free to jump in and talk to us, because I'm kind of curious to see, does anyone have any comments that they want to bring up on the platform?
I mean, the meditation's only going to be like 17, 18, 20 minutes, something like that. So we're not going to start it. We don't have to start that immediately. Let's give people, if they are actually listening at the moment and can hook into the BlueJeans platform, it would be great for them to be able to say what their experience was. Because not, and you know what, and even if you're not able to come on and say it, when we start talking about it, it'd be good for you to write it down, because you won't remember it later on. A lot of times you come out of the meditation, you're like, oh, all this cool stuff happened. That's why when I do groups, I have them write down what they experienced, because you'll forget it in, an hour from now. Most of it, not all of it. Sometimes you won't forget it at all, but lots of times you will forget little details or little nuances. So, and also, like, when you voice it, you're giving that reality that was created in that meditation a voice in the 3D world, right?
Well,
that's powerful.
I see a note that says Shelly might pop in, so I'm going to publicly encourage her. Shelly's my Monday afternoon co-host, and she said she might pop in. So that, feel free, Shelly. We'd love to have you come on and talk about it. That'd be great. But also true for any of the other listeners, anyone who wants to jump in. We'll always work with the comments. I'll definitely include comments in the conversation, particularly afterward. But, hey, if you feel like jumping on the platform, we're trying to encourage that. We're trying to get more and more people to do that.
Do it every week so we can have a conversation, right? So you can have a voice, because, I mean, you can't, it's hard to chat what you want to say.
Right, right. And we do have one regular listener who fairly frequently calls in. He's on the West Coast, and with the morning podcast, it's pretty early for him, but with the morning podcast, as he's doing his commute into work, he'll listen to the podcast and then call in toward the end of it. He's called in two or three times so far, so it's been fun.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
it's great for the show because it adds even that much more energy to it.
Okay, let's see. Paula's saying, I download it, but when I click on contact by audio only via app, it comes up as invalid. Oh, that's interesting to know. Thank you for letting me know that. I will pass that along to Blue Jeans. Try connecting. Let's see. Try connecting by both the camera and the audio, and then you can mute the camera. There's a button for the camera. You can mute it so you can turn the camera off. And that way you won't be showing the video, which is apparently what you want to do. But it's interesting that apparently it's got a glitch like that. So I will let Blue Jeans know about that, and hopefully they'll fix that for next time.
Hopefully that's not happening for everyone.
Yeah, I hope not. That's the first time I've heard about that one. And, I mean, we've got just among us here on the program, we've got 10, 11, 12 people who've been using the app with plenty of success. So I know it's not a regular problem, but certainly if it happens at all, that's a bad thing.
I forget what the message was, but could it be a connection problem?
Possible, but she was very specific. She was talking about connecting by audio being invalid. Invalid is not the kind of message I'd expect for a connection issue. That's the app saying, I can't do what you're asking me to do.
So connect by video? I have no idea.
It's possible. I mean, it depends on the device, and I'm really speculating.
Oh, right.
Really speculating, but it's possible that the particular device Paul is using may not like to separate permission for using the camera from permission for using the microphone. It seems odd to me that would be the case, but I can't rule it out because there are so many devices out there by so many manufacturers. Who knows? You know what she's working with. It could be almost anything.
All right. So what do you think? Should we, another minute or two, or do you want to get started?
I'd say let's give it a start. And we got people who are tuned in. Nobody's jumping onto the platform to talk to us now, so maybe we can talk them into it after we're done.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. All right, so then let's do it.
All right, let's go.
So I want to invite everyone who's listening, whether live or not, to just close their eyes. Right? Just really allowing yourself to be for this short period of time, uninterrupted by your mind. We want to let your soul creativity come out. That little inner child of you that lets you just go with the flow and experience and express. So I think what I want to do though at first is just invite everyone to just imagine. You can imagine a lot of people joining in, right? We're going to connect the whole group together. So I want you to imagine that there's this ribbon of light and it's coming out of your right hand and it's going around to the right and forming a circle, and it's going and it's touching each person as it goes around and then coming back into your left hand. So if everyone would imagine as if there's this ribbon of light that's connecting all of us together in this energetic field as we take this journey to where the ribbon of light goes out to the right, all the way around, comes back in through the left. This beautiful, I'm going to give it a golden color, this beautiful golden ribbon of light. And so now with your eyes closed, I want to guide you to just gently take a couple of deep breaths in. And out. A nice, slow, deep, healing, cleansing breath in through your nose. Out through your mouth. And take one more deep, cleansing, healing breath in. Only this time, hold it for 6 seconds. Before gently, easily letting it all the way out, maybe even with a little, feel the vibration of your voice in your heart center. and just allowing your breath now, breathing on your own in any manner that you want, any rhythm that you want, but just gently and easily feeling your breath as it comes in, as it goes out, letting yourself relax, breathing easily, and just letting go, relaxing. And as you let go with each of your breaths, breath in, breath out, you just allow your eyes to get really heavy. And you start scanning your body with your mind, scanning your body, just allowing it to relax even more. Anywhere that you find any tension, just imagine it going out through the bottoms of your feet and just allowing you to relax. Feeling yourself just sinking into the seat that you're on, allowing yourself this time to just let go. And I'd like you to imagine that there's this gentle light shining at the top of your head. And this light is just a light of peace, it's a light of love, a light of relaxation. And it's flowing down into your mind, relaxing your mind, releasing, flowing down over your scalp, around your eyes, relaxing all the little muscles, flowing down into your neck, just relaxing, flowing down now into your shoulders, and it's washing away the tension and just bringing in that sense of peace, that sense of calm, and allowing this beautiful light to flow down into your shoulders, down into your arms, flowing down past your elbows, into your wrists, your hands, just letting it wash through you. Just relaxing and releasing in this light, it flows down your back into your heart, into your solar plexus, your abdomen. Just relaxing and releasing. It's flowing into your hips, your thighs, your knees, releasing the tension and bringing in a sense of peace and comfort with every breath in. And just letting go as you breathe out. And as it flows down into your shins, your calves, your ankles, it flows out through your feet. This gentle light is just washing through you and it's just healing you, balancing you, cleansing you. So you just relax your mind and your body continues to relax with each breath, relaxing your mind even more. And just imagine any thoughts, they're just floating away, little bubbles leaving. And I'm going to count backwards from 5 to 1. And at the count of 1, you're going to find yourself in this beautiful place in nature, a place that's peaceful and safe, a place that is just perfect for you. So beginning at 5, using the numbers, descending, taking yourself to that right level of relaxation, going deeper. 4, going deeper, letting go. Noticing the space between the thoughts, drifting down. 3, feeling the peace, feeling the comfort, knowing that there is this beautiful future out there that you are headed for, a safe place, a comfortable and joyful adventure, and letting yourself drift even deeper. 2 and 1. Feeling yourself now in this beautiful, peaceful place. Noticing all the nature all around, the colors, the feeling of the earth steady and strong underneath your feet. It's a gorgeous, beautiful place. It is your favorite time of day. And knowing you can come here whenever you wish. This place is always waiting for you. As you feel the comfort and the balance of the elements, the earth so steady and strong, the air clean and soft, you feel the fire of the sun so warm against your skin, the moisture of the water just feeling so peaceful. And as you're enjoying that peace and that serenity, you look out into the horizon and you look over at the vastness, taking your place in the beautiful, beautiful horizon. And you look into the sky and you're looking out into your future. And as you look towards your future, you begin to wonder and look at all the different possible futures. You start thinking that there's more out there than you could ever even know. And as you start to think about those many possible futures, they start to show themselves as bubbles of light to you. First you see a few, then you see a few more, and then more. And some of them are really big. Some of the bubbles are really small. Some of these bubbles of light are close, and some of them are really far away. And you're just so surprised at just how many there are. You're intrigued as you notice that there are so many different futures and different qualities of futures. Some of them are dim and dark, mediocre. Some futures are dark roads that you're just not interested in anymore. And you look out there and there's so many possible futures. You start looking at the really bright ones. And among the really bright ones, there's some really, really bright ones. And among the brilliant ones, there's that one that is so radiant, so bright, so beautiful. And it is drawing your attention. As you pay attention to it, it keeps expanding. You're feeling the excitement that it is expanding and it is responding to you. And as you know, what you pay attention to expands. And as it expands, you feel the excitement. You feel your heart awakening and you feel your enthusiasm bubbling up and you feel a sense of excitement and your heart opens and a beam of light from your heart reaches out to your beautiful future. It reaches out and it connects with it. And you feel that rush, you feel that love, and your love flows into the future. And the light of the future flows back all around you. And this love is flowing back and forth, and you are drawn in by your future. And as you step into this beam of light that is now expanded into this tunnel of light, you feel yourself drawn forward. As you move towards your beautiful future, like a giant magnet of love, your future is pulling you. And you move gracefully, easily. And you realize that all you have to do is let go. And the future is going to draw you in. It will pull you in until you let yourself go. And you're drawn forward closer and closer. And at the count of three, you will be in this awesome future. One, two, and three. Feel the joy. Feel the love. Feel the peace, the light, the sense of joy and success that is all around you. Sense those that are there with you. The laughter, the freedom. Sense the peace. Connect and feel as much as you can, because there's always more. There's always more love, more abundance. Just allow it in. And as you breathe, just relax. Just sense the success that is all around you. And you begin to see the part of life, the fun, the love, the success, the contribution you're making in other people's lives. The contribution that you're making in the world. All of your clients, family, friends are going to be affected by this work that you're doing. And you see yourself giving and loving and contributing, and you feel the world awakening to its own capacity to love. And you sense the health and the vitality in your body. The love and the laughter that is all around you, the joy. You see your partner there with you, or maybe it's a new partner, or maybe it's your family and your friends. They participate and share in the laughter with you. They support you, and you are supported by them. And the successes are surprising as you see yourself playing an even bigger game, making an even bigger contribution, having more fun, being more successful, being more abundant. And you see people appreciating you, loving you, encouraging you, supporting you, participating with you in a beautiful world, an awesome life that feels so natural to you. So just allow yourself to receive it gracefully. You receive more gifts from your future, and they seem to just come to you continually because there's always more. And as you look out into your future, it's bright. There's creative opportunities. There's love. And you look outward towards the end of this lifetime, and way out there at the end of your lifetime, you see a wise old you smiling, very proud of you. That wise old you is smiling bigger than you ever thought, loving you more than you could ever guess, paying attention to you, watching you, and so excited about you. And this wise old you opens their arms, inviting you to step forward through time and space, which you can effortlessly and easily do. And you step forward through time and space into their embrace. And you feel the love, the strength, the peace. And as old as they are, there is a power and a vitality and a strength about him or her. And here she holds you. And just allow, let yourself be held. Let yourself receive the love right now. And that wise old you looks deep into your eyes. And his eyes, her eyes, are just moist with warm tears of joy. And their thoughts and words, you just know that you're loved, that you are lovable. And you know that everything is going to be okay. Because you're going home. Welcome home into that love that's forever. That wise old future self has a gift for you. It could be a thought, piece of advice, a touch, an energy healing. Whatever pops into your mind, into your hands, and he or she's just going to give you this gift. So receive this gift. Open your hands, your arms. Allow yourself to get better at receiving even more. Opening up to receive more in this moment right now. And here's this gift. As you hold it or feel it or sense it, just know how real it is. And why they wanted to give it to you. You feel grateful and joyful, and you see how vital they are. And it is inspiring, it's exciting, and it's surprising. And they turn to you with the wave of their arm, and they show you their future beyond this graceful transition. They show you the future of love and light that goes on forever. Beyond this lifetime, into the realm of spirit. They find love, God, Goddess, all that is. This love, it goes on forever. That's their future. That's your future. Love that's going on forever. And just notice that someplace inside of you just relaxes. That light and that love from forever, from God, Goddess, all that is, it shines into you, into your wise old future self, and back into you. And you feel loved and powerful and at ease. And you thank this wise old future self. And you take and you embrace this gift and you keep it to you preciously. And you put your thoughts knowing you can come back here and visit. Anytime you want, you can come back and visit your future self regularly. And the more that you do, the more you develop this relationship, a stronger confidence that you're going to have in the future, in this future that you're creating. And you bring yourself back to the here and now, looking out, sensing the success, seeing that 5 years from now, that 5 year from now future self, joyful, happy, alive with friends, full of love and success, but also looking out and seeing that wise old you way out at the end of this lifetime, seeing that light, knowing that there's a line of light that connects between you and your wise old future self. The future self that is you 5 years from now and back to you. This connection, this light, it just travels to all aspects of you, all different timelines. And as you breathe deep, you just feel that light from forever, from source, from God. God is shining through your future, shining through you, shining right through you. And just know that you can carry that light back to the past to heal the adolescent you, that young adult you, that child part of you that needs that light. And the light shines from the future. The light from the future creating the present, shining back into your past. And you're so filled with light as you come back, just filling yourself with even more light. And just relaxing, knowing you are on your way to a future that goes on forever. And just keeping this gift from your wise future self, that wise old future self, knowing that you're going to explore that and come back and visit it whenever you wish. So feel yourself now coming back into the present moment, into the now, more peaceful, more powerful, more at ease, more present. And in a moment, I'm going to count from 1 to 5. And at the count of 5, just bringing this joy, this peace, this sense of power, this love, this hope, this enthusiasm back with you. And you're going to bring yourself back fully alert, aware, in the moment. 1. In a deep peace and a connection to all that is. 2. The oneness emerging from that. 3. The hope, the joy, the fun, the love, the abundance. 4. The excitement. And 5, opening your eyes. And as you open your eyes, just look around. Sense the energy that's all around you. And notice how anything has shifted within you. Sometimes you find that everything seems brighter, more vibrant. You feel your energy has expanded, like you're bigger than your body. Just notice all that you can. And know that this journey that you were just on, this is real. We are time traveling, connecting to different aspects of ourselves because we are spirit living in this body. And our spirit transcends time. So you can work with this to really create things that you want in your future, to connect to and see and feel what is happening out there. And so I'm going to be asking Walt. Well, let's give everybody a chance to come back. And actually, you know what? Let's just imagine now that we're going to dissolve that ribbon that was connecting us all together. And just with the intention that we're holding this like bubble of energy that is this meditation for all of those who join in afterwards, whenever that is. So, cause we've already included them within this bubble. All right. So I guess I'll stop talking.
That was all very right, nice. So? Yeah, that was an interesting experience for me, I can tell you. I mean, I kind of tried to come out a little bit early because I knew I needed to formulate my words. Okay. It's not so easy to do. But I can tell you a few things. First, and I've mentioned this before, I often have a lot of trouble creating visual images in my mind. So I started to do that at first along the lines of what you were talking about. I said, no, just let it go. Just go with the feeling of it, enjoy the experience of it, and feel it that way. And within moments of making that decision, I found that my awareness of time disappeared. It was almost disorienting at first.
Mm-hmm.
It, kind of like falling asleep a little bit. You know, when you lose mm-hmm. consciousness going to sleep, it was kind of like that, but I wasn't losing consciousness. It was just, it was very, this is where I'm having trouble getting the words in, but I could feel that space that you were putting us in. I could feel that.
I totally get it.
Yeah. In fact, right from the beginning, when you talked about the light passing through our hands and connecting everybody together, right at the very instant that you started talking about that, I felt like this energy going on.
Yeah.
Which was cool. It was really interesting.
You are so much more in tune to energy than you know, Walt.
You keep telling me that. I know.
Yeah. And you're starting to realize it for yourself little by little.
I am. Yep.
But so there was so much visualization in that. And maybe in the beginning, before you maybe got into that space where you were just wherever you were, sometimes you don't even know where you are. And a lot of times people think that they've fallen asleep, but they always hear me bring them back.
Oh, yeah.
And then they're wide awake. And they're like, but I think I fell asleep. I'm like, but, and especially if I do this in groups where I put the lights down and it's dark.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, well, did you wake up when I turned the lights on? Or did you, like, start coming through when I said,
right.
come back into the room? And they're like, oh, no, you were telling us to come back in the room. I'm mm-hmm. like, yeah, you were not sleeping.
Exactly. Yeah.
You were somewhere else. Your consciousness, it was just taken over. Because, you know, the subconscious never sleeps, right? So it's soaking everything in.
Mm-hmm.
It's all happening. Even when you're not totally aware of it. So like sometimes you just have a feeling sense. So maybe you don't remember or haven't seen visuals of it, but you can sense and feel things.
Yes.
So the more you do it, you start to feel what that space feels like where you go. And some people just see colors or movement in some manner. There's no right way is what I'm trying to say. There is no right way. Find your own way.
Well, people had a very good experience, that much I can tell you, just looking briefly at some of the comments that people have left here. Jamie said she had a wonderful experience. Deidre said, oh, wow, that was so nice. She made like five or six eyes in a row for the word nice.
So let's see, did anybody have a sense of their future self and see or really sense that self as a certain way?
Not seeing anything yet. Shelley says it was hypnotic. Jeffrey says, as a traveler and a healer, that was powerful and intense. Conlon says she can't wait to watch the replay. I guess she was pretty intensely into it.
Uh-huh. So, like, how about you, Walt? When we're looking at different bubbles of light, that's in the very beginning, coming mm-hmm. in. You know, some are big and some are small and some are dark and some are bright. Some are like a mediocre future. Some are like an awesome future. Like, did you have any sense of this kind of thing and having that one that stands out, that forms this line of light that turns into a tunnel of light that you walk through? Do you remember any of that?
It wasn't that clear cut in the sense of having the different bubbles and so forth, but it was around that point during the meditation that I started to experience that disorientation where almost falling asleep feeling. And while that was going on, I felt... What we'd start, the reason I mentioned the hands and the fact that...
And we have a person.
And we do. Shelly's connected in. Good. I'll unmute Shelly so she can talk too. But as we were doing the thing with the light coming out of the hands, from that point on, that became a focal point for the experience that grew. That energy started to get bigger and bigger and bigger for me. So while I was not necessarily seeing the spheres that you were talking about, what I was experiencing, what I was feeling, was the energy just filling up around me. It was like... It was like being immersed into a pool of energy.
And you know what I love? Because when we're going through that tunnel of light, that's where you're going into that future.
Mm-hmm.
And you disappeared at that point, right?
Kind of, yeah. I mean, it's not like, I was there, but I wasn't there.
Right, because you went out somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fun.
Yeah, that was pretty wild stuff. So... Shelly, I got you unmuted. What was your experience?
Well, I cried, which I usually do when I do guided meditations like that. So it was just really cool. I'm not very good at doing meditation on my own, so guided meditations are always super helpful.
Mm.
So I just loved the part where you're meeting your future self. That is such a good tool. That's just so awesome to
So did you have a sense of her?
Oh, definitely. Yeah.
Did she give you a gift?
Yeah, she did.
Okay. You don't have to say what it is, but did it speak to you, this gift?
It totally did, and I have no problem sharing what it was. Okay. It was just that I've just kind of started really working the law of attraction to my advantage again, and doing really well with it in the last year, and just my doing the podcast with Walt and just being more involved in some of the groups and stuff. It's like I'm catapulting myself a little bit, and she was just basically, I just pictured it as like a little gift box. and it was just like, just keep doing this. You're just going to keep catapulting yourself, to this place where it's not going to just be you, you know, helping a few people. It's going to be you helping lots and lots and rooms full of people. So that was really cool. That was really cool.
So the box was just the box, and what was in it was this message?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Just kind of the energy of it. Like, that's how it felt. Yeah.
Very nice. Very nice.
We had
anybody, Walt, type in what they felt?
We had three people who said that they did see their future self. Deidre says that she saw her future self. She almost cried as she opened her arms to her. So similar, Shelley, to your experience. Jamie said, I did. My future self was so proud of me and encouraged me to be proud of myself, which is very good.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jeffrey said, yes, I met many versions of myself, past and present. We loved and we danced and we flew and we hugged and gifts were given.
I love that.
Isn't that good? I like
that.
Very good. Anyone else who wants to share about that would be something I'd be happy to include. Talking about here on the air, but Shelley was talking about how she received the gift and it was a verbal gift, and that's an interesting thing because a gift could have been just about anything, right? I mean,
could have been just a healing. It could have been just.
Yeah.
Some people, a lot of people have shared with me that they just received this glowing ball of light, put in their heart,
which is pretty much what I experienced. I mean, for me, it was just being immersed in this glow. The glow was like taking over. It's like, my goodness, it's the entire room.
Yeah, that's great.
But, yeah.
I know when I do, there's a meditation I do through Theta Healing where I take you through different dimensions until like the seventh dimension is where the creator resides, you know, the God energy.
Uh-huh.
And when you're in that space, it's just infinite bright white light and, you know, like iridescent white beautiful light, however you see that. But a lot of people, I've known a lot of people have come to my groups that they'll find themselves just in this space of pure light.
Mm.
I have never seen that for myself. I see a lot of color and I sense and I know, and I'll have pictures maybe come and go, but you know, everybody has their own way to do it. And I always, whenever they tell me about that white light and they're out there, you know, I'm like, oh really, tell me more.
Well, I'm kind of wondering, because like I said, I don't visualize really well. So when I was experiencing the energy, I couldn't see it. It was not creating a visual sense, but it was sense. It was a touch. It was a tangible touch feeling. And I'm wondering if that would be a similar kind of experience for somebody who's seen the light. Can they touch it in the same way?
Possibly. Maybe they, yeah. But you know what? What I wanted to say to you is like right now, can you picture what your cat looks like?
Yeah.
Do you see it?
Sort of.
You know it.
Yeah. I know what they both look like. Yeah.
So, you know, I'm an artist originally. You know, I worked in graphic arts forever. I'm very visual. Like I could walk into it every time I bought a new house and it was always like looked disgusting. I could see exactly what it's going to look like when I get my hands in it. Right. I know it. But, and then when I would get to doing these meditations, like in the beginning, I'm like, I don't see anything. What are they talking about? You know, like this is stupid. It's crazy. I can't do it. It took me, I'm telling you, years before I figured out how I see. So it isn't always, some people see full blown like movies.
Right.
You know, where they can tell me down to the socks they were wearing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, wow.
Yeah, me too.
You know, And I'm like, God, and I had this thing going on in my head, this program saying, you're a graphic artist. You're supposed to be able to see things. You can see things, right? That tape that's playing. And I finally relaxed and realized, yeah, I'm seeing it just like you saw your cat just now. You can see a snapshot in front of you.
You also picked a good image too, because both my cats are black. And since I normally see black, you picked the color that was perfect. So for that brief instant, I could kind of see an outline of a cat.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I can picture my dog. It's like I see them, but I can't tell you that I see it like I see a picture, like I'm watching a movie. I just see them. So it's just different ways of perceiving things. I guess maybe somebody needs to hear this because I'm going on about it. If you lock yourself into how you think you have to see it, then you're going to be preventing yourself from actually going deeper. So when you can let that go, then you take one of those quantum leaps, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's the thing. It's hard for us to let go sometimes, but you did that. You're like, I'm going to let go.
Yeah.
And you were done.
Yeah. 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 And I just stopped even thinking about it in terms of a visual. I just said, I'm going to experience whatever is there. And if it comes through as visual, fine. But if it's something else, I mean, I know that I usually connect well on the sound and on the touch realms. So I was paying more attention to that. And boy, did I feel the touch. The touch experience was strong.
I know if I'm listening to a movie, I'm listening to a book right now because I only listen. I don't read. And this is a great book. And this is right up the Law of Attraction alley. Someone who comes to me told me about it. I'm going to tell you the name of it. Maybe you already know it. It's called Into the Magic Shop.
I've heard that.
James R. Doty.
I've heard that.
Neurosurgeon. Into the Magic Shop. And I didn't like the very beginning of the book because he's very graphic about like doing brain surgery.
Ooh.
But it just leads into, there's something that happens that leads into how he applied what he learned as a kid in the back of a magic shop.
Wow.
And it's everything to do with creating and Law of Attraction. I'm only halfway through. I know what's coming up, but I can't wait to hear how he puts it, how he gets this across. So I have to do a book review on it on Tuesday, so I have to finish it before then.
Oh, okay.
Well, then I'll know by next week.
Yeah, you'll be able to tell us next week.
I'll tell you.
Yeah, exactly. They'll give us a book report.
But my point for saying all of that, maybe somebody needs to listen to that book, and that's why I said it, but is that while he's telling these stories of when he was a kid, I could see it. I'm driving my car, but I could see it. I listen while I drive, like back and forth to my office that's at my karate school. I see everything else as it around, but I'm listening to the story. It's playing like a movie in my mind, but I'm not watching pictures. But I still have this image of what he looks like. I still have this image of what the magic store looks like, you know?
Sure.
So if that's helpful for some people who say, I'm just not seeing anything, you are. It's just you have to find your way with knowing what that experience is while you're out in that energy.
I think that everybody has a way of learning, and it's important to find that before you dive too deep into any of the self-help stuff. Because I think there's so many methods that are out there. And people, you know, they want that magic button and they hear about a success story. So they want to do what you did and then they try it and it doesn't work. And they're like, this doesn't work. And it's like, it's because you might not be a visual person or you might be more of an audio, you know, person or, you know, like tactile, like you got to feel it. You got to be in the midst of it. You can't just read it or hear about it, you know?
Right. So there's no right way, and that's a big message I shared many times with you, right? Well, my guide said there's no right way. No right way. You could probably quote it to me now. Find your own way and keep it simple. I mean, that's like the big theme of this whole past year for me. No right way. Find your own way. Keep it simple. So that's why I like to share that there's many different ways, and I have people who tell me their experience, and a lot of times it's not my experience. I'm like, oh, that's really cool. I can like get lost in their experience in my own way. And just appreciate that because there truly is no way. Your experience is your experience and you just connect with your heart. Like I've come across many people who teach the same things I teach, but you know, it just didn't resonate with me the way that they put it. But that guy did and that one did, but no, that one didn't. You know, you just gotta, I always feel through my heart, feel my way, not through my head, but through my heart as to, you know, who's speaking my language, even though, you know, whatever that is, my energetic language.
Absolutely, yeah. When I talked earlier about how I got kind of lost in a sense, my conscious mind was kind of drifting. When I was in that place, it's a little disorienting for one thing, but for another thing, I figure that because I was kind of in that drifting space, I was having trouble at times staying tuned to what is it that Linda's saying? What is it Linda's saying?
Doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
Well, you said that. You said my subconscious mind is still paying attention to it. And so that leads to the point that I'm making. I'm wondering what my subconscious mind caught that I haven't figured out yet. I'm wondering what it picked up that I just don't know about yet.
And you know what? I just want to say the subconscious mind, like, it's a good thing. It's just sometimes it's running old programs that are bad things, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, but it's always going and it's always recording. And it thinks it's doing the right thing for you, you know, but even though it's been programmed with things that don't help you, and that's the part that I like to clear out. But yeah, it's there. It's operating. So here we are doing, like a lot of the meditations that I'll do with people, there's a lot of healing that happens within it. Mm-hmm. And even if you think, oh, I missed it, I lost it. No, never, because it's going on. If your awareness is present in the space where we're doing this, you can't not get it.
That's why I'm really curious to know what it got, because I mean, like you said, we are so used to hearing about how our subconscious minds are programmed with, you know, old messages, old tapes from the past and so forth. Yeah. I like the idea that it was being programmed for something new. I want to know what it learned. I want to hear that part, you know?
And that enthusiasm you have right there, that's all you need. You're like, listen, subconscious mind, whatever it was, hope it was good, let it go. Like, we're on, do it. Right?
Yeah, that's true.
If you want to let me know, show me a sign. You can always ask for signs. You know, mm-hmm. ask your higher self, your guides, your angels, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything I that would be good for me to have awareness of that just happened?
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes things just play out in the next days. Like when I do these in-person groups and they come back the next week, they always have a story. You're not going to believe what happened after that last meditation. I'm like, really? Tell me. I can't wait to hear it. Yeah.
That's very cool. That's very good.
Yeah.
Well, did you have anything else to tell us, Shelley, about what your experience was?
No, I think I'm going to get off here and let you guys finish it up.
Okay.
Thanks for letting me pop on.
Oh,
yeah. Thanks for popping in. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too.
Feel free to drop in on any of them, Shelley, really. Anytime we're doing a podcast, feel free to jump in if you're tuning in or lurking or whatever, by all means, because, you know, we love having you.
Okay, great. Thanks.
All right.
Bye, guys.
Catch you later.
Bye.
So I don't see any other comments in the comment section. I guess people are just saying they loved what they had there. They enjoyed it very much. Is there anything that we can do for people who are in, you know, listening to this later on down the line? Because a lot of people are listening to the podcast later on or watching the video later on. Is there any message that we can give to them? Or is that part of what you were talking about earlier, some of those things you were talking about? This is for somebody, and I'm not sure who it is. But is there anything we can give them that helps them?
Well, they would have already done the meditation.
Right,
so.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just keep an open, just let yourself go. It's like you let that little child of yours just have fun and play. You know, you're putting that thinking, analytical mind to rest, and you're just being. Just be with it. Just have fun with it. Yeah.
Because that's kind of what you're hinting. This is something, we don't have to have a guided meditation. We can just do this ourselves, really, at any time, right?
Oh, of course. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I'll just add, because when you said that, what came to my mind was that, you know, I had taken this year, I know we're running out of time, year-long Awakening Your Light Body course, right? I don't know, I just had to do it. I'm like, I don't know how to meditate. I can't meditate. I had that mental chatter going. It's a year-long course. It wasn't until, like, somewhere between 6 and 9 months when I finally started letting it in.
Oh, wow, yeah.
When I finally got out of my head, and then it just came, and then I just got it. I'm like, oh. It was when I let go of having to do it right or having to know how to do it or having to have the same having to have the same experience as someone else in the group had when they share their experience. Like, well, my experience wasn't like that. I must have done it wrong. You know, that's that old programming that's telling you right. You're not good enough. You don't know what. So you just go with it. You're like, yeah, you know, I see something. I don't see something. And the more you're like that and the more you do the meditations, the easier it is for you to have your own experience and be aware of it.
That's cool. That's good advice too. And it's kind of encouraging because it means I've got something to look forward to. I can look forward to the
Absolutely.
Day where all of a sudden I let go and, whoa, new experience. This is good. Well, so, you know.
So isn't it an Abraham thing? You never get it done. You're never going to get it right. You're just going to keep learning, expanding. So that's it. You take it to your meditation. Same thing.
Yeah. You can't get it wrong and you'll never get it done. That's the way they say it.
Yeah.
So absolutely true. Well, first of all, I want to thank you for having led us through all this. We're getting great reviews on it in terms of the comments, and I'm sure our future listeners, the ones who haven't listened to it yet but are listening to it now in their time, time-space continuum, so to speak, I'm sure they're appreciating it as well. So thank you for taking time to do this, and thanks for suggesting it, too. I mean, this was your idea. It was a great idea.
So. You know what? It just popped in the other day. I'm like, oh, let me see if Walt wants to do that.
Yeah.
I got the message. I'm like, let's do it then.
I saw your email. Yeah. I said, wow, what a novel idea that is. Yeah, let's do it. So that was great.
Cool.
All right. And we hope that you all have a good weekend, and we'll see you all next time here on LOA Today. Goodbye, everybody.